legends, and welcome to Unbeatable You, where we connect, thrive, and conquer. I'm your host, Brett Robbo, and I'm super grateful for your valuable time. So let's just dive straight in. Keep thriving and enjoy. G'day, legends, and thank you for taking the time to listen in to another episode. I'm super grateful that you're joining me, and it's been a little while since I've done a solo episode. I've listened back to all of the interviews that I've done recently, and I'm pretty proud, actually. Pretty proud of the information that's come through on the Unbeatable You podcast, and quite proud of the feedback that's coming in from some listeners and how they've implemented things that they've learned from the inspirational and legendary guests that we've had. And that's why I do this. It's a platform to be able to share the knowledge, share the wisdom, share the inspiration from other legendary humans, and for us to not just listen, but also take action and make some positive change in our lives. This solo episode today, I'm going to be going through what's called a golden check-in. And the golden check-in has come, the framework of this has come from a great mentor of mine, a legendary human who's been on the podcast a couple of times many years ago and will be back on, and that's Dr. Arne Rubinstein. And he, in my mind, is a world leader, one of the world's best in teaching people about rites of passage. And we've spoken to him about that on the podcast, and we'll speak to him about that again. But check-ins are not a new thing. That's not something that he has created. In all of our group coachings, in many different dynamics, in different environments, it's really powerful and important to do a check-in. And a check-in allows people to actually express what they're thinking, what they're feeling in a safe space, and knowing that they're being heard and not judged. And this golden check-in is, the golden is an acronym that he has created, and it just allows a bit more of an expansive check-in. So I've done it many episodes ago on the podcast, and thought it'd be a great way to just expand on some things that I've been up to and a bit of information that I want to share. So the golden stands for, the G is going. So how are you going overall? The O is occupied. What have you been occupied with? The L is liked. What have you liked recently? The D is difficult. Has anything been difficult? The E is, what are you excited about? So E for excited. And N is need. What support do you need? So I'm going to start off with the going. And I'm answering it to myself. How are you going overall? So if I feel into that, how I'm going overall is, I'm just coming off the back of a little bit of allergy. The kids have been a bit sick, and my two-year-old daughter picked up croup. And I picked up a bit of a cough, and it knocked me around just a little bit. So, you know, I've been through that. But overall, if I look at how things have been, even with lots on the plate, coaching, moving house again, the demands of family life, everything, overall, I would say that I have been thriving, even with those dips. And to say that is also knowing that I'm not always thriving. And, you know, I've shared on this podcast how I wasn't thriving at the back end of last year and how challenging it was being. So it's nice to be in that space. So how I'm going overall is, I feel like I'm living in alignment. I'm thriving most of the time. The optimism and the gratitude is glowing and buzzing within me. So that's how I'm going overall. Oh, occupied. What have you been occupied with? So there's quite a few things that I've been occupied with, and a couple that I really want to share is some of the well-being programs that I've done, been traveling around, doing around the country, and also the group coaching programs with the men that I work with. So the well-being programs that I've been occupied with, sometimes I'm working with a great mentor of mine, Narm Baldwin, once again, has been on the podcast previously and will be on again, sharing his wisdom. And some of the ones that we did, we were traveling down to the Hunter Valley every Sunday, Monday for a month, and working with PwC down there and running workshops on performing under pressure. And so it was Narm's workshops, and I was there supporting him with some other supporters. And it was amazing to see. We would have 55 people per session, and we'd run three of those sessions in a day. So we're getting through more than 150 people a day, four times. And the amount of people and the amount of times that we heard people overcoming fear, because we would use some technology to stimulate fear and doubt and worry in their mind. And that stimulation into their emotionally reactive part of their brain, their irrational, illogical, reactive part of their brain, their amygdala, and would be freaking out a little bit or worried or have this self-doubt. And then we were teaching them processes. And one of those processes was breathing. Breathing was followed by a couple of other processes. And seeing how when people actually followed these processes, they could drop their doubt or their worry or their fear or their concern from, let's say, an 8 or 9 rating out of 10 where they're really wound up. And after just less than a minute, they could drop that rating out of 10 by 2 or 3 points, sometimes even more. So for example, it might be an 8 out of 10 of worried and doubt and concern, and then taking them through those processes and then teaching them some of the coherence breathing, 5 seconds in, 5 seconds out, and then seeing them relax and knowing that they were moving from their fear-based, their emotionally reactive, irrational, illogical part of their brain, the amygdala, and bringing the blood flow and the nervous connections back into their rational, logical, responsive part of their brain, the prefrontal cortex, as opposed to their irrational, illogical, reactive part of their brain. And the reason I like to share this is because the way that that plays out, so we did it in a safe environment, and we're triggering this within people in a safe environment and teaching them how to do that and seeing then that they could bring themselves back into a space of having a bit more mental clarity, a bit more opportunity to respond as opposed to react. When we look at that in our own lives, how often are we triggered into doubt or worry or concern or fears that aren't valid? Some fears are valid. We're allowed to be afraid of walking in front of traffic, and we're allowed to be afraid of, you know, falling off a cliff or anything like that. There's the part of our brain that triggers us into fear. It's valid. It serves us. This part of our brain is necessary. But what's not necessary is that when we have this doubt, this worry, this concern, this fear of other people's opinions on a consistent basis throughout the day on things that generally don't really matter, but we create the stories that they do matter, and we allow that to create consistent stress for us. So taking those instances where we were able to trigger it, teach them the techniques and able to lower it really quickly, and seeing how and teaching them how they can take that into their normal lives, it's really powerful. So for everyone listening that wasn't at those workshops, it's that understanding that you will be triggered into some disempowering states of the doubt, the worry, the concern, the stories of telling ourselves we're not good enough, we're not good enough to try harder, we're not good enough to get that career move or nail that business that we really, really want, but we just block ourselves, these upper limit problems and these stories that we tell ourselves. So using some of these techniques allow us to shift out of those disempowering states into the empowering states. And within the workshop, so what I've been occupied with is other workshops. I did one up at a mine site and working with the supervisors and leaders up there, and is a similar kind of thing, high pressure, high stress jobs, lots of information coming at once, lots, hundreds and hundreds of staff, all different dynamics, and teaching the techniques to people to be able to operate in an empowered state, to have a calm mind amongst the chaos, to be able to perform under pressure. If we look at elite athletes and some of the Paralympic athletes that I've worked with, and they're competing in front of tens of thousands of people, and they have to not just overcome what you might see on the screen is overcome their disability, they also have to overcome their mind in those moments, and able-bodied athletes as well, obviously, every sport. There's always opportunities for us to crumble under pressure, and those same opportunities are for us to perform under pressure. And so the pressure in our lives, unless you're an elite athlete watching or listening to this, but I'm certainly not, the pressure in our lives can be work pressure. It can be family pressure. It can be an accumulation of all the pressures and the daily struggles and the daily challenges and the chaos in our life, the daily kind of chaos. So the ability to be calm amongst the chaos and using these skills like the breathing is, it's life-changing. It really is. And one of the life-changing examples that I can give you recently at a workshop that I ran with the Change Room program down in Coffs Harbour recently, there was a woman who shared at the end of the day that she had been suffering from debilitating anxiety, and that's why she was on workers' compensation. And she shared at the end of the day, her main takeaway was that she felt the anxiety coming on. She was starting to have a panic attack like normal. And she said, Robbo, your voice just came to my mind about this breathing you've been talking about all day. So I just thought, all right, I'll just give it a shot. And she just started focusing on the breathing and the specific techniques that we were talking about all day, focusing on it, trusting it. She said she felt her heart rate come down. She started to feel a bit more calm. She started to think less about the things that she would normally think about that give her a panic attack. And she said, and here I am, I'm still sitting here. And that hasn't happened for a long, long time. Usually when I start to get that panic attack, I would be up, I'd be outside, I'd be panicking, I couldn't breathe, I'd be emotional, and I certainly wouldn't come back into an environment like this. I'd be embarrassed after that. I had, and I actually have again now, the goosebumps. When she was telling me, I literally, my eyes opened up and I had goosebumps listening to her because I saw her life transform in front of my eyes. And I said that, I said, I have goosebumps because that is life-changing. She said, oh, you wouldn't understand how life-changing it is. And I get what she means. Like, I don't understand it from her feeling, but I do get it from an outsider's perspective. These simple things cannot be underestimated. Breathing is something that we do, is the first thing we do when we're born. It's the last thing we do before we die. And it's the thing that we do most consistently in our lives for our whole lives. But we're rarely taught how to breathe efficiently. And there are so many instances and conditions that I have seen people support transformation. It's not the only answer, but the support their transformation out of these debilitating conditions through using the breath. So my occupation of running these workshops recently, what I've been occupied with, is more than just stepping in and teaching some things. And I was working with a group just a few days ago, veterans, a support group where there's veterans from around the country that can come in and do these workshops. And obviously people who have served for their country, there's a lot of people that experience PTSD. It's not uncommon. And I had worked a lot with people with PTSD with a lot of the para athletes that have major accidents and adversities. And the ability to understand not just how to breathe efficiently, but the depth of why this can be one of the most supportive tools, once again, it's life-changing. When you can understand how it supports you at a deeper level, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and you have the opportunity to utilize these efficient breathing techniques on a regular basis, it then becomes the question of why wouldn't you do these, knowing that when you choose to breathe efficiently, you're choosing better health physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I've also been occupied with obviously the podcast and many guests that you guys have been exposed to and lots of other fun things around the side, but I wanted to share that they're the main things that I've been occupied with that have really a big part of the reason why I'm thriving and living that optimistic lover of life, addicted to gratitude life again, because you know, part of why I do what I do is to help significantly impact and change the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. So when I get feedback from just a couple like that, I know that this work, it's really making that impact. So it fully aligns with my purpose-driven goals. Okay, then we've got the L. What have you really liked recently? I've really liked the results that people are getting that I've just shared with you. But I've also really liked two things I want to share here. I've really liked the camaraderie in my tribe mastermind. So once the guys have worked with me for a period of time, they can go into the mastermind. And within the mastermind, we have different smaller accountability and support groups. And we operate through WhatsApp and we do some live calls and have special guests coming on to the live Zoom calls as well. But what I'm seeing in these smaller groups is men, like middle-aged men. And we've got a mixture of lawyers and plumbers and builders and entrepreneurs, seeing them with humility and vulnerability share some pretty challenging circumstances, share some things that they might have a bit of shame or guilt around in terms of making mistakes, and then also sharing just how they feel in their daily lives of running a business or, you know, being successful in their career, but also lots of challenges that come along with that. And seeing this safe space within our tribe and in our mastermind, and seeing men have the ability to actually be able to share in those environments and then see what comes of that and see that ripple into their family lives as better husbands, better fathers, better leaders in their business or their career. I really like that. That's, once again, it's part of the reason why I do what I do. And it's super special. You think about, I often hear there's not many of those safe spaces for men. They're definitely growing. I'm not saying this is the only one. It's awesome that they're growing. And I would say there's always room for more. But that's what I'm really liking in my close network at the moment. Another thing that I've really liked recently is a book called Shoe Dog by Phil Knight, who created Nike. And it was a book that I listened to. Don't really have as much time to read now with everything going on, especially toddlers. It was one of those ones where I didn't want to stop listening, where if I'm driving and I would get home and I think, no, I want to keep driving. I wanted to detour and keep listening to it. It's really inspiring in certain ways. Just the grit and the determination to get through for a bigger cause was what I really took from that. But what I want to highlight is there's lots of things that I'm not inspired by Phil's story. And one thing that he openly talks about is to create the success that he did, he chose to spend way more time in that, in his business, and he absolutely loves it and he wouldn't take it back. But what he does know is that his time with his family was the expense. So he was disconnected from his sons and especially one of them and didn't spend as much quality time with his wife as he would have liked to. And so when I look at those kind of stories, and this is why I wanted to share this, because inspiration is powerful. But because we're inspired by someone or something, it doesn't mean it's the wholeness of that. We need to be able to understand that there's pieces of inspiration that we can take, and we also need to be able to identify what there is about a person or a story that doesn't align with us. And so when I read that, there was lots of the grit, the determination, the Nike business almost being, you know, most of its life for the first 20 years, it was in so much debt and they almost folded so many times. It was right on the edge, but Phil's belief and his grit and his determination, because it wasn't just a shoe company and then it wasn't just a shoe and clothing company, there was something bigger. And to see how that unfolded and now how many billions of dollars he has donated to charities and organizations and continues to do so and says that when he passes, there won't be much money left behind. It will be going to people and organizations and charities in need. I think that's what the world should be inspired by. That's what, like, every business is an opportunity to be a force for good. And to see how much it was almost folding and he just kept putting in that extra effort, that extra time, that extra effort, that's what allowed it to get to this, let's call it a money-making machine that actually makes a huge amount of difference. Like, it's a real force for good in the world. So I really like that book for those reasons. Shoe Dog, it's called. Okay, we're up to D in the Golden Check-In. D means difficult. Has anything been difficult? The most difficult thing in my life, it's probably the only thing that I'll put the word difficult to, actually. There's lots of small challenges and, you know, creating workshops and doing my coaching, and I have to think creatively, but I wouldn't put the word difficult to it. But what's difficult for me is parenting, to be honest. The amount that I have studied and learned and practiced and teach around human behavior it's great, and it doesn't mean that I am not significantly challenged with the difficulties of parenting toddlers, a two-year-old and a four-year-old. And I say that with love too, because they're a big ball of love and they're fun, but I often shake my head and think, man, I really did not think it would be this difficult. I honestly didn't. And there's a lot of things that are in my control and there's a lot of things that are out of my control. So one thing that I keep catching myself and saying is it's all part of the process. Even these massive challenges with them, it's all part of the process of all of us growing and evolving. So it's not saying I wish I didn't have kids and I would take it all back and change things. Not at all. But if someone's to ask me what's been difficult, which you just did in this golden check-in, that's probably it. E is excited. What are you excited about? Two things. First of all, I'm excited about traveling to Canada. the best man in my brother's wedding. He's a Canadian citizen over there, and really excited about that. Family holiday, traveling around in an RV for a month with other awesome family members and friends over there. But I'm also really excited about the future. And I talked about this on a solo episode a little while ago, how a lot of people question the future that we're stepping into and that our children are stepping into. And is this a space that is, you know, the future's getting worse, and what are we really setting ourselves up for and setting our kids up for? But I can't help but get excited when I keep stepping into environments, whether it's the men that I work with directly, whether it's small chats with family or friends, whether it's these workshops that I'm traveling around doing that I was sharing with you. I can't help but get excited about the future when I realize how much of the important foundational information still isn't being put out there or still isn't being implemented. So knowing that there's room for change gets me excited. If I thought everyone in the world knows all of the foundational information that can help us thrive and connect really well and overcome certain challenges and illnesses and diseases, if I knew that everyone knew everything and they were doing it all and it wasn't happening, I'd be a bit worried about the future. However, I get excited about it. And by the future, I'm not talking about in 20 years' time. It could be next year. Knowing that there's a lot of this information that still needs to get out there, and not just get out there, but for us to take action on, excites me about that. And I get excited about the opportunity that I have to be a part of that. And I also get excited that I know there's a ton of information and wisdom that I haven't been exposed to yet, or I might have been exposed to that I'm not implementing. So I know that life can get better. Or is getting better. I always say that life is like a bottle of red, and it only gets better in time if you do the right things. So I'm definitely excited about that. I'm excited about the journey moving forward in coaching, and knowing that the ripple effect, like I said it before, and for those of you who know my story around one of my chosen purposes is to enhance and optimize my grandparents' legacy by impacting the lives of hundreds of thousands of people. I'm excited about continuing that journey, knowing, like those few little pieces of feedback that I've had recently with people in these workshops, of how much of a ripple effect that can and is really having. It's powerful and exciting. And then the N. What support do you need? The N is need. What support do you need? The support that I need, and I'm speaking to you as the listener here, I need you to take the action. I need you to absorb the information and the wisdom that is coming through the podcast episodes, from the amazing guests, from my solo episodes, and then wherever else it is leading you, into other podcasts, other audiobooks, going to workshops. I need you to take action. Because it's really easy for us to absorb information. But to implement that into our lives and to be the change that you want to see in the world, to be the change that you want to see just in your small environment, requires us to take the action that you learn, that you know. It's not enough for us to know there's better ways to breathe. It's not enough for us to know that movement is medicine and then not move efficiently. It's not enough for us to know these things about how to live more optimally and connect at a deeper level and to expand our consciousness and then not do it. That's not why wise people put the information out there. So what I need support with now and into the future is for you to take action. And that action can also be sharing this information, whether it's another audiobook or podcasts or workshops that you come across. Share it with other people. Be the change that you want to see. Be the influence. Lead the way. And as always, remember, if not now, then when? If not you, then who? This is your opportunity to live your unbeatable life. There you go. Another empowering episode. And thanks again for tuning in. Make sure you check out the show notes for any extra links or information that we spoke about in this episode. Don't forget you can now catch the Unbeatable You podcast on the YouTube channel, Brett Robbo Coach. If you want info and inspiration straight into your inbox on how to live an unbeatable life, you can sign up to receive weekly insights and actionable steps for optimal performance and thriving in every aspect of your life, plus first release offers on Unbeatable You courses and live events. Don't worry, there's no spam, just short, punchy, value-giving emails straight to you. Simply go to brettrobbo.com/community. If you find value in this podcast, don't forget to share it around with your mates and subscribe, rate, and review. It really supports the podcast mission massively. If you want to reach out to me personally, you can connect with me at Brett Robbo Coach on social media, and that's where you can let me know who you want to hear on the show. Keep thriving, legends, and as always, remember, if not you, then who? If not now, then when? This is your opportunity to live your unbeatable life.